Hi everyone, welcome back to Daily Manna, where we're learning to feed on the Word of God chapter by chapter. And today we're in Revelation chapter 6. So chapter 6 is the first six of the seven seals. And they're seals opening up of something hidden. And these seals were opened in heaven at Christ's ascension, as we see in verse 1. Here, Christ as the Lamb in His ascension opened the mystery of God's economy, which was contained in these seven seals. So in the first four seals, it comprises four horses with four riders in a four-horse race. All four riders are not real persons, but they are personified things. So the white horse is the symbol of the preaching of the gospel, and the red horse, signifying the shedding of blood, represents war, and the black horse represents famine, and the pale horse represents death. So immediately after Christ's ascension, these four things, the gospel, war, famine, and death, began to ride and will continue to ride until Christ comes back. And history tells us that since the beginning of the first century, the gospel has been spreading throughout the entire earth. But war has also been proceeding simultaneously. So war always causes famine, and famine will issue in death. So all these four things will continue until the end of this age. Verse 2 says, I saw and behold a white horse, and he who sits on it having a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went forth conquering, and that he might conquer. A bow is for fighting with an arrow, but here there is a bow without an arrow, which indicates that the arrow has already been shot to destroy the enemy, and the victory has already been won for the spreading of the gospel of peace. Verse 2 also says that a crown was given to him. So a crown is a sign of glory. The gospel has been crowned with the glory of Christ. So it's called the gospel of the glory of Christ. So the gospel that we preach today is the gospel crowned with the glory of Christ. And verse 2 also says that the white horse went forth conquering, and that he might conquer. I love this. Throughout all the centuries, wherever the gospel is proclaimed, it has conquered and has overcome all kinds of opposition and attacks. And it's still conquering today. Hallelujah. So wherever the preaching of the gospel goes, there is this kind of conquering that follows. Okay, so the second seal is the red horse mentioned in verses 3 and 4. So red here signifies the shedding of blood, which is a symbol of the raging of war. Verses mention to take peace from the earth, they should slay one another, and a great sword was given to him. All these clearly indicate war. So the red horse symbolizes war. Okay, so the third seal, which is the black horse in verses 5 and 6, is a symbol of the spreading of famine. So famine always follows war, for war causes food to be scarce. And the fourth seal is the pale horse mentioned in verses 7 and 8. And the rider on the fourth horse is clearly identified as death. So during the past 20 centuries, these four things has happened simultaneously and still happening today, and has marked the history of mankind. The fifth seal is the crying out prayers of the martyr saints. And the sixth seal marks the beginning of the supernatural calamities, which is really God's answer to the cry of the martyr saints in the fifth seal. So all these seals are revealed and are happening today to some degree. And there's always wars happening. And if you consider the pandemic, it's a kind of a plague that has caused a lot of deaths. And it has also caused a lot of shortages of resources throughout the earth. But it's good to remember that in the midst of all these things, we can participate by being the riders of the white horse, which is the leading horse, the first horse that is mentioned. So preaching the gospel of the glory of Christ, which can conquer and overcome all kinds of opposition, we can participate in this. So let's not get so discouraged, but be encouraged. To conclude, I would like to leave you all with a verse, 2 Corinthians 4:18. Because we do not regard the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Well, that's it for today. Keep enjoying the Word of God.